Yishai Perkin Zion Pasuk Yud Ches Le'ilin Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach David Ben Abraham Natan for a refuah shalema for those who need a refuah and a Yeshua, wrapping up the harsh and yet promising Perek Nudzayan. Now in the Haftarah of Yom Kippur, we're talking about the tshuva that we need to do and the way we need to bring ourselves around to doing this tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying everything he can to get us brought back. Derachav ra'isi va'erpa ehu. I have seen their ways, but I'm going to heal them. There's going to be a refuah. Very timely. Refuah and Yeshua. Ve'anchehu. And I will guide them. Va'ashalchem nichumin lo v'la'avelov. And I will console them and their mourners. Oh boy. Well, I'll console them. Guide their ways and then I'll console them. Console whom? Console those who are left after we kicked the bucket because we didn't do right. So the thing is, the Jewish people will not only be comforted because they're not violating Hashem's will, but also the Avelim among us who grieve either over Yerushalayim, over their Averos, they regret them. The Balei Tshuva are going to be rewarded for the Tshuva. So people who really turn their backs on their evil ways, you got to mend your evil ways, baby. You know, when I come home, the house is dark and the pots are cold. We have to do better than that. Pasuk Yutes, Borei Nivsfosayim. I'll create a speech of lips saying, Shalom, Shalom, peace, peace. Larochok Vilakarov, to the one far away, to the one who is near. Amar Hashem Urufasiv, says God, and I will heal them. So we have near, we have far, we have all the directions of Sesame Street. They're equal, doesn't matter whether they're far away. Somebody who is near, who is already, somebody who is Malamed Torah and, or Lomed Torah and who already is close enough to Tshuva that they just need, you know, a little nudge. And those who are far away who need a much bigger push. But nevertheless, Shalom, Shalom, peace and peace. Peace to everybody, the one distant, the one who is close. The only true peace is in being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's going to be healing, which is something one says a lot in therapy. One is always looking for healing. Well, in this case, it's a relationship we have ruptured, and it needs to be healed, and we need to make the effort in order for it to happen that way. Chaf v'harishayim kayom nigrash. Now, on the other hand, the wicked are like the stormy sea. Ki hashket lo yuchal. They cannot rest. It's incapable of sheket. Incapable of the shalom, shalom. Sometimes people who are incapable of having a peaceful life, it's their own fault. They don't want to be peaceful. They want to just keep on stirring the pot. Sweep along like the waves of the sea. Vayigrishu meimav refesh vatit. And the waters sweep along. The waves stir up the mire and the mud and the bottom. They can't give up their spiritual mud, these Rishayim. They like playing in the mud. Even when they see other people suffering for their wickedness, they keep on going like a wave that keeps on dashing itself against the rocks, keeps on pushing itself up against the shore. The Rasha can't come to rest. Even when there's opportunity for tshuva, they spew forth dirt and mud, rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rejecting cleanliness, rejecting purity. And of course, that leads us to a statement Yeshayah has made before, Chafalef Ein Shalom Amar Elokai. There is no peace for the wicked, says God. The souls of the wicked can't find rest in this world. They have no inner peace, and they will have no peace in the next world. They just can't stop. Now, Rav Shlomo Breuer, brought down by Rav Schwab, says something fantastic based on a Medrash. The Medrash says, Mikan Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Ohev HaRishayim. From here we learn even how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves even the wicked. That when the Rishayim don't get peace, says Rav Breuer, even at a time of great prosperity, when everybody else is blessed with Shalom Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending them a message that if they do tshuva, there's still hope for them. So it's a beautiful ending to a parak that sounds somewhat critical. And the idea that even the Rishayim can find Shalom Shalom, but they're going to have to give up the mud and the mire in order for them to access it.